Hey, freedom fighters, welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast, the only place where military members, veterans, and their families learn how to build wealth through real estate investing. I'm your host, Mike Foster, and I'm here to show you how to stop wasting your benefits. Now get off your ass, step up to the firing line, and make ready for today's lesson. Shooter standby.
When I first started in real estate investing, I was completely terrified of making that one huge mistake. In fact, I walked on eggshells, overanalyzed everything, and pretty much paralyzed myself for months, simply out of fear. Are these numbers okay? Will it cash flow? What if a tenant destroys my property? What if someone sues me and takes all my stuff? I knew real estate was my path to financial independence, but I was saddled with a pretty bad case of the what-ifs. Turns out what I really needed was a mentor to guide me, someone to bounce ideas off of, double-check my numbers, help me build my local team, and provide me sound and sage advice when I felt stuck. Introducing ADPI's Operation Atom, the Action Takers Only Mastermind. For less than $15 a month, you'll get access to a private network of fellow action takers kicking ass in real estate, plus exclusive 24/7 coaching from both me and Mike Foster. You'll also receive programmed accountability through ADPI's 30-Day Hero Facebook Live Challenge, hours of bonus content, including Coffee with Kevin training seminars, weekly live Q&As broadcast direct to you, free webinar replay, and unlimited access to our new house hacking calculator. You better act fast, y'all, because if you purchase ADPI's flagship 37-lesson Military Real Estate Investing Academy today, you'll get 1 month of Operation Atom free. Still feeling stuck? Kick your fears to the curb and join the movement of action takers now. Check out the link in this episode's show notes or text DEAL to 33777 to get started. All right, y'all, that's enough chatter for now. Let's get fired up for today's episode.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Active Duty Passive Income Podcast. Mike Foster here, and I still have conference throat, so please forgive me if you guys hear my little frog voice going on. But if you're watching the live cast here, I'm really excited. Had an awesome opportunity to take advantage of this place and go to the 10X Growth Conference with Grant Cardone. Met some awesome individuals, got to network with a lot of my friends. One of them, this awesome gentleman here, his name is Morcos Aziz. He is from Egypt. He is not a veteran. However, he is an amazing guy with an amazing story, an investor, and really good friend of mine. And I think that his message can really, help inspire a lot of folks out there to take some action and have a little creativity when it comes to investing, because why the hell do we do it, right? Is it just, four walls and a roof? Is it just, the same linear, investment types? Or do we have fun, right? Do we extend our passions through our investments and through our projects, right? So anyway, really excited to talk to you, Marcos, and thanks so much for agreeing to come onto the show and help inspire some veterans out there, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. It's an honor. So please tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe why you got started in investing. And where you're from too, right? A little bit about your background.
Go ahead. Sure. So I grew up in Egypt. I had a bachelor's degree in economics, and I used to work for an investment bank for almost 2 years and a half. And in 2011, I moved to the U.S. with my family as an immigrant. And first, I was working on a designation called CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst. And I was trying to find a job in the financial industry. So I succeeded in landing a job in one of the biggest investment banking firm in the Philadelphia area. And after a short period of time, I realized that I don't really want to do this, because I feel it will take me years to climb the corporate ladder. So I decided to quit doing this and just doing real estate. And the thing that made me interested in the real estate industry, the freedom. So I wanted to learn new stuff and have the freedom to have time, to spend time with the people I like to spend time with. And that's all about it. Yeah.
I love that, man. I absolutely love it. You know, you're absolutely right. It's the goal is to spend a little more time, you know, with those loved ones. And I love how, you know, you have come to this country, you know, not being a natural citizen, but, you know, coming here and really adopting a lot of that American dream, right? A lot of that, that reason, to better yourself, right? To, you know, invest and grow. I mean, you've heard so many stories, about, you know, folks coming from other countries here and there's really just like blowing it up, right? Like awesome, immigrants that have become super, super, super successes. And I know that you're on your way to there, Marco. So I feel proud and blessed to, you know, call you a friend, especially, you know, young in both of our journeys, and I'm excited to see like what 20 years, you know, does with us, man. It's gonna be crazy. But so tell us a little bit about some of the investments you've made, right? Like what, like where are you at now and what are you doing?
So I started buying single family homes. As a matter of fact, I didn't really have the money to buy my first property. So I borrowed some money. I only had 15K in my bank account, and I borrowed the rest from a family member. And I bought my first property. It was in Center City, somewhere in Eastern Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I rented this property, and after 6 months, I had a line of credit on the property. And I took the money and I put some of my savings after working for a while, and I bought my second property. This is how I started. And then after buying the second property, I found a third property that was a short sale. So I didn't have the money. So I used the credit cards to buy it. I got it for 44K, and now it was around 140, 150. And I rented this property to Section 8 tenant, and it was cash flowing good. So this is how it started.
Dude, that is awesome, man. I mean, you know, the tenacity there to say, all right, well, I don't have the money, but I've got it on a credit card. You know what? I think this is going to be a good investment, you know, and I'm sure you had to absolutely know that was going to be a good investment, right? Before you swipe that card. Tell us what was some of the criteria that investment met in your eyes as to what made you feel confident to take that risk, right? Because going into debt on a credit card, that's a lot of debt, right? I mean, it's a lot of interest rate debt, you know, that's very high. So what, tell us a little bit about that investment, you know, what numbers did it meet, and, you know, how did you feel comfortable going and doing it?
So the numbers have to make sense. I don't only buy for the cash flow, the property has to have value. So I look at the, I'm a real estate agent too. I'm a licensed, so I use the data. I use the MLS to look at the properties in the area, how much they were sold for in the last 12 months, 24 months. So I have to buy it at a discount. It has to be at a wholesale price, because if it's not at a wholesale price, it wouldn't make sense to me. I have to buy it at a discount. Absolutely. And then the cash flow is a bonus I get, plus having the property at a discount. So I look how much. Before I buy the property, I need to know how much I'm going to sell it for if I'm not going to keep it. So I look at the exit strategy before I buy it. And once I feel that I still have equity, like instant equity, once I buy it, then I make the decision to buy it. And I usually buy C properties in B areas. When I do that, I buy a property that needed some love, someone to take care of, and then what I do next is to refinance those property and take the money so I can buy more and more properties.
Right, exactly. So like your A-class properties would be, you know, those really top tier Gucci, you know, properties that have all the nice finishes, right? You know, the stainless steel, the granite countertops, all that. While your D properties is pretty much the hood. Right. I mean, there's no other way around it. But yeah, and then so B and C class is kind of in between. But I love that, man. You know, that's absolutely amazing, and it's an incredible value to share, because those are the types of properties that you'd want to buy. Those really ugly homes in those nicer areas that you can add value to, and they can have some really amazing upside potential, right? I mean, you said you bought this property with a credit card for $44K. Right. Yeah. And then now it's worth almost $150K.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That is a win. That's a huge win. I love that because, you know, I mean, yes, it was a short sale, right? It may not be the most ideal listing to buy. It's not the most sexy, but hell, man, it makes a heck of a lot of money. And if it's cash flowing for you, that's great. I think, guys, you should definitely take advantage of those opportunities as well, not only just for investment properties, but for properties that you're going to live in. You know, if you have, you know, the tenacity to go through and deal with some of the sweat equity that you have to put in to make it happen, you can have some amazing upside potential once you're going through a 3 or 4 year deployment on a house that you bought for well below market value and you've, you know, appreciated over that time. I think that's great, you know? So Marcos, tell us, man, this is definitely not the ceiling of your creativity, bro. I mean, I love to pick your brain more. What other amazing creative investments have you made so far?
So one of our recent investment, I bought an animal hospital, and what I did was it took me some few months to work with the zoning so I can make it mixed use, so I can have apartment on the first floor and keep some commercial space for me. That's one of the investment. Another investment we made, I bought a house. I got it at 50K underpriced, under the market price, and we spent like 5-6K, and we had instant equity right away.
So I'm gonna ask you two questions here. But first of all, like, who the heck buys a hospital, man? That is awesome. I just want to go ahead and say, like, that's crazy. I mean, animal hospital, you know, whatever, right? But like, that's cool. Like, how did you find that property? And, you know, what was the thought process there? Like, what was the criteria for that investment?
So it was listed on the MLS as a commercial property for sale. And the people who are looking at Zillow or at the other website, I don't think so that they were able to see it. So I saw it on the MLS. And first of all, I offered a lowball offer. And then we met somewhere in the middle. And I believe we doubled our investment in this deal.
That is awesome. Can you explain to us the reason why you offered a lowball offer, right? Because I think that's important. You know, a lot of people get this anxiety when it comes to making an offer on any property, right? Like, how do you determine what offers you're going to make?
So you have to be embarrassed when you're making an offer. So if you are not really embarrassed when you're making an offer, probably you are offering too high. So you got to be embarrassed. Once I have a feeling that I'm embarrassed from my offer, then this is what I offer. So
that's awesome, man.
And if you didn't ask, the answer is always no. So you never know. Like, just I always buy them cash. So when I tell them I'm gonna buy it cash, and I'm gonna buy it cash, and I'm gonna close in 10 days, and you have this reputation among the other real estate agents or brokers, they see that you don't retrade, you make what you say, you do what you say, then they feel comfortable working with you, and they take your offer seriously.
Hey guys, Kevin here. And I wanted to take a quick break from the show to fill you in on what's happening behind the scenes at Active Duty Passive Income. Most of you already know that ADPI is not just a podcast. We're a community of real estate and passive income warriors taking action, building wealth, and giving back together. That's why I'm so proud to announce the creation of ADPI's Financial Services Division. With a full range of tailored lending options, our team of pros is ready to provide active duty service members, veterans, and military families just like you all the advice and resources you need to close on your first or next investment opportunity. Click the link in this episode's show notes or simply text DEAL to 33777 to get connected today. Now, let's get back to the show.
That's huge, man. I think that is really huge. I want to go ahead and take a second to highlight that point, right? Your reputation in real estate holds a lot of weight, right? Now, that's not to say that you can't make mistakes, you know, that's not to say that you can't, have instances where you're, you know, figuring things out, but over time, right? People will know you by your reputation, and being able to say, you know, you know, do what you say you're going to do in closing deals is absolutely huge. So I love that, you know, and I love that, you know, creativity there to say, all right, I'm going to buy cash, even though to you, you know, it's a swipe of a credit card, right? But to them, it's cash, right? It's all good, whether it's financing or not, right? But, you know, again, you want to make sure that if you are going the financing route, you're working with a good partner or a good lender that's going to be able to close on time, right? Because some of these deals drag out. I mean, you said you're a realtor, right? I'm sure you've experienced a deal or two helping someone or maybe just, you know, witnessing someone that has taken longer than the 45, 30 days, you know, prescribed. That's great, man. Another question, right? What exactly goes through your mind when you're trying to determine a real estate market, right? And maybe what are some of the markets that you're currently looking in now for some of your commercial investments?
So I wouldn't go and buy a single family home somewhere in somewhere like I have to take a flight to go look at it. So all my single family homes are almost close to each other, like 30 minutes away from each other. So this way we can manage those properties effectively and respond to any maintenance we need to take care of for the properties. In terms of big commercial deals, what we're looking at, I'm interested more somewhere in the southeast. We're looking at Florida, we're looking at Atlanta, Texas, and Tennessee. So I like Florida because I like to travel to Florida. So I see that people like to move to warm areas, and I think there is a big future in the southeast. And plus the price per door for those units are way cheaper than most of the other states. Most of like no, more than California or North New Jersey or New York or Connecticut or Boston.
Yeah, no, I think that's valuable, man. And it's important to study these trends and take a look at the demographics and in all aspects of real estate, because it's these, you know, indicators that are going to help you make a proper decision on where you want to invest and whatnot. And of course, to have a personal reason, right? You love to travel to Florida. Yeah. That's great, right? I mean, why not invest in a place where you want to go? So I think the blend of both of those is important. What would you say makes a really good criteria for investing in general? You know, maybe numbers wise, like what to you makes the most sense on an investment when you see it, you know it, like this is it. Like how do you get that gut feeling as an investor? I don't know if I'm asking my question right.
So I usually look at it if I'm willing to go and live in this place or not. So if I'm not willing to go and live there, I wouldn't buy it. This one thing. Another thing, as I mentioned earlier, it has to be at a discounted price. Like for me, it wouldn't make sense to go buy something at the market price. It has to be at wholesale price. So when I'm exiting, I still have some more cash coming into my pocket, plus the cash flow I had during ownership of this property.
Dude, that's incredible, man. That's incredible. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your goals. Like, where are you headed in real estate? What are some of the what are some of the things that you're looking to accomplish? You know, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be, you know, it could be small. But, you know, maybe like where are you headed as a business moving forward?
So I was trying to get out of the rat race, and thank God I succeeded in getting out of the rat race. Now I can travel anywhere. And I can spend my time with whoever I want to spend with, because thanks to the cash flow, the passive income I have each month that are cash flowing into my pocket each month from my rentals. What I'm looking at right now, I want to go bigger. So to go big, you need to have a team. You can't do it yourself. No one can. So I keep networking and meeting people from different backgrounds in different states. So to see how can we team up and how we can help each other grow. Because still you have single family homes and they are, when you have single family homes and you are cash flowing, you still, they are not scalable. So you need to go big. And to go big, you need to know good people so you can grow big together.
Yeah. So that network. So finding that team, I guess, is your next step, right? And how to scale. That's great, man. That's great. I know that, you know, we've mentioned it before. We're definitely looking to invest together. So I'm excited, man. Excited to make that happen. And we'll find some good stuff out there. But so real quick, I mean, you've achieved this level of passive income where now you can essentially retire, right? I mean, you have enough coming in. That's awesome, bro. First of all, I want to praise that. Like, that is amazing. Like, this is what you guys are working towards. And this is what it looks like, you know, the ability to come out here and travel to Vegas and just kind of take off. And you just came back from Egypt, right?
Correct. Yeah, I was in Egypt a few weeks ago. And then I went to Florida for a few days. And then I came to Vegas this week for Grant Cardone 10X Growth Conference.
You know, hey, regardless of the fact that you're here, man, like, this is a major, major milestone, right? That, you know, a lot of people dream about, you know, and you have realized it. So I guess real quick, can you at least share with us, how does it feel, right? How does it feel to know that you've made this amazing milestone and now the potential for your growth is just endless?
So I'm trying to do bigger and bigger stuff. Once you hit a goal, you're looking for something bigger to do. So what I'm trying to do is to go bigger and find some deep, meaningful relationships. So for me, this is happiness. So to grow and do bigger things, and to have relationship with some real, genuine people, is happiness for me. So this is my goals.
Yeah, to find the fulfillment in all of it. That's huge, man. Marcos, absolutely love you, man. You are a phenomenal dude. And I think that, you know, it's, you know, having achieved this success in your life is amazing. And again, I want to praise you, man, because it takes a lot of hard work, right? It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of discipline and it takes a lot of courage, you know, because I'm sure you've faced so many challenges along the way. Matter of fact, do you mind sharing with us maybe one challenge that you have experienced along the way that might have been, you know, that probably the greatest struggle for you and how you overcame that?
So when I came here to the US in 2011, I didn't have the kind of money to start doing real estate. So I started working as a warehouse associate for 6 months. And then I took some time off to study for my CFA, for CFA designation. And it's short financial analyst. Okay. So it is one of the most prestigious designation in the financial industry. So So it was really tough to work and study, and because I just came, I didn't really know about the American culture. I didn't really know a lot of stuff. Like, I just came, I'm a newcomer. I tried to get myself in this culture. So That was not easy, especially when you had a good job overseas and you just left everything behind and you took the risk to start a new life here. Yeah, that was a big challenge.
I'm sure, man. Dude, I'm sure that's crazy. I mean, anytime you step into a new place, right? I mean, it's always a big challenge because you have this hurdle of, you know, getting to know people, getting to know yourself, right, in this new environment and how you're going to try and figure things out. But bro, you did it. You know, you crushed it, man. I mean, you came here, you accomplished that big achievement, right, in the financial world, and you kept your head down and you stuck with it and you built this awesome, like, little, you know, seed of what's going to grow into something amazing now and scale. And bro, you're crushing it, dude. You're absolutely phenomenal, man. And you should be very proud of yourself, you know, with what you've done. Guys, I'm telling you, this is what it looks like, right? This is what success looks like, you know, even though, you know, personally, right, you may not feel that it's that big of a success yet because you still have so much that you've yet to accomplish. You're getting there, bro. This is a milestone. And for you guys, you know, to see this is great because it is achievable. It is doable if you are persistent, if you're disciplined, you're focused, and you are courageous against all odds. This is it, man. So yeah, man, absolutely feel blessed to have you as a friend, bud. Thanks, man. you know, especially a fellow brother in Christ. You know, this is, it's great to see some amazing Christian entrepreneurs out there just crushing the game. But, you know, we're running short on time. I got four questions that I want to take you into our bonus round, man. So our guests can kind of know a little bit more of that in-depth Marcos, right? What's your favorite book?
So Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, and Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Those are two really, really good books. We'll drop links to those in the show notes page here on the podcast. Who would you say is a really good influence here, right? Who is your biggest hero and why?
My biggest hero is my dad. He worked really hard to raise me and my siblings up, and that's my hero.
Love that, man. That's awesome. He must be a phenomenal guy to have raised such an amazing son, right? So that's good stuff, dude. Okay, question number three. What do you like to do for fun outside of business?
Apparently, I love traveling, and I love networking with people, and I really like walking in open areas.
Yeah. Okay. Nice, man. Staying fit, staying active, going and traveling. I love it, dude. Well, the last one here, and I know this is going to be amazing because you're a very, very smart, analytical man. You know, what three nuggets of wisdom could you offer to those who are just getting started on their journey?
So I think you have to believe in yourself, and you have to ask. So you ask, believe, and you're going to receive. So there is a verse in the Bible, Mark 11:24. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So you need there are two prerequisites to receive. You need to ask, and you need to believe. This one thing. Another thing, you really need to learn more through reading books, through meeting new people. And you have to get exposed to other culture and other ideas and other visions. So don't leave yourself limited to certain things. Like, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to work on yourself most of the time, all the time. And the third thing, always have questions and ask. Don't be embarrassed to ask questions.
That's huge, man. That last one's absolutely huge, guys. Don't ever be afraid to ask any question at all. Doesn't matter if you think it's dumb. Doesn't matter if you think it's, you know, whatever, right? I mean, we just had Bethany and Nate Smith here talking about that same thing, and it's so true, so powerful. Bro, thank you so much for the awesome value that you've provided on the show. I really, really commend you, man, and I feel blessed to call you friend, like I've said. Dude, thank you, man. This has been great. How can our folks get in touch with you or follow you?
So, through my Facebook page, Marcos Aziz, or my email address is marcos.aziz@gmail.com.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All right, guys, you saw it here, man. Marcos Aziz, awesome, amazing investor and great friend. If you guys are listening here on the podcast, please make sure you guys hit subscribe. We definitely want you guys to stay up to date with these awesome folks that we're going to continue to bring for you on the show. And please, if you'd be so kind, leave us a review. We really appreciate it, and it helps us get a lot of reach. If you're going to leave us a review, unfortunately, I don't know, the review gods decided that it has to be done on Apple. Right? So if you're listening to this from a Google phone or any other phone, if you could please be kind, just kind of go through Google and find Apple podcast, find us and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. And again, like I said, it helps other veterans find us, and, you know, helps inspire and change their lives too for the better. So thanks again so much, guys. If you're watching the live here, we really appreciate it. We'll catch you guys later.
Thank you.
All right. Outstanding. That was an awesome episode. Thanks so much to our special guest, and thanks to you for listening. If you haven't hit the subscribe button yet, make sure you go and do that. Or schedule a call with us by texting ADPI to 444-999 or checking out our website at www.activedutypassiveincome.com to find out how you can get started on your financial freedom journey today. I'll see you guys next week.